Welcome to Dave's new podcast. If the gospel writers were writing today, we would know their records as blogs, I guess. In the Bible, they're recorded as being Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and they wrote about their time with Jesus, their reflections upon it, the incidents that happened and what they drew from them. It would read very much like a blog, and they'd probably post it online or put it on their website or whatever, and that's how we would be reading about Jesus today. What's interesting about them is they quite clearly did not get together and decide how they were going to tell the story and what story they were going to tell, because the four different blogs or gospels record similar incidents, but often the writers draw different conclusions from them and put in different details and tell it their own way. In Luke chapter 22, there's a very short account of what happens when soldiers come to arrest Jesus to take him away to crucify him. His friends are with him, and one of them lashes out and slices off the ear of one of the people who's come in the arresting party. Now, Luke records that Jesus stopped the action at that point, reached out, touched the guy who'd been injured, and healed him. I've always thought that that was recorded in all the other blogs as well, in the other Gospels as well, but it's not. The incident happens in all four Gospels. It's only Luke that records the healing part of it. The other writers record different things. So what you find is this. Matthew says that when the fight began, Jesus stopped it, looked at the guy who pulled out the sword and said, "Put it away. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword." And that's a saying that's gone down in history and that we still use today. In Mark's gospel, Jesus looks at the huge arresting party. I mean, it's overkill. It's ridiculous, the amount of people that have come to take him away. And he says, "You know, don't you know what I'm like? Don't you know who I am? Have you not been observing how I operate? I'm a peacemaker. I haven't gone around with an armed guard or riding in a tank or something like that, you know. He's just been a man of peace, talking to people, getting to know them, helping them, that sort of thing each day. They didn't need to come with this huge army to arrest him. Why have they done that?" The other detail that Mark records is that there's a young man who is grabbed as well by the soldiers, but is so intent on escaping that he runs and leaves his clothes behind. The soldiers grab his clothes, the clothes rip off, and the guy runs off. Now, according to tradition, that's actually Mark himself. That's what happened to him. He was there, he saw what happened, but he was a young man. He was just a young man, and he fled. John's gospel, now that has a very important extra detail. That is the one blog that records who actually attacked the man and sliced off the ear. And it was Peter, the kind of chief disciple, if you like. Now, Peter is a guy who has a history of doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. And here's another one. Here's another blunder. The point with Peter is he's impetuous, but his heart is in the right place. He's always doing these things for the right reason. So a lot of people can relate to him, really, you know, making mistakes as they learn. Well, in this case, here's Peter trying to defend Jesus, lashing out and slicing off the ear. But what's interesting about that is this. Mark's gospel is thought to have been passed on to him, the stories told to him, by Peter. So you can imagine the scenario. Here's Mark getting down the details of what happened when Peter was hanging around with Jesus. And they get to this story, and there's no mention of who actually cut off the ear. So Mark says, can you remember then who actually, you know, attacked that servant and sliced off the ear? And Peter's going, "You know, it was such a long time ago, and it was dark, and it was cluttered, and there were mad things happening. You know, I really wish I could remember, but I don't know." But you get to John's gospel, and John goes, "I know exactly who did that. Get this down. It was Peter." Yet another foot in the mouth moment. Yet another brain not quite in gear moment. Get it down, because it'll help a few people. And it did help a few people. It helps a lot of us. You know, when most of us will identify with Peter. What does Jesus do in that instance? He reaches out and he sorts out the situation. Peter's made a mistake, but he will learn from that mistake. And that's how most of us learn anyway, isn't it? Thanks very much for listening. That was Dave's podcast.